play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
In a draft choice, it changed something. Welcome back to El Rosa. We got a final from Sartell tonight. It was Luxembourg 3 and St. Joe 2. So Luxembourg, the winners tonight over in Sartell in Region 11C. This ball game, bottom of the eighth inning, Watkins leading 2-0. As Adam Winkle delivers to Heath Kramer, and the strike called, 0-1 to Heath Kramer.
Watkins with 10 hits now in this ball game. Only 2 runs. No errors by either team.
Heath Kramer, 1-for-3 so far tonight.
Well played ball game. Good pitching. A couple good guys having some big nights at the plate here.
Heath with an RBI single back in the sixth inning. There's a swing and a miss. Strike 2, 1-2 the count. Looking ahead to the Farming ninth inning, they'll have the top of the order up against Matt Geislinger in the ninth. 1-2 the count to Kramer. Here's a chopper back to Winkles on the mound. He knocks it down, and that throw to first. 1-3 in the putout. Here comes Carter Block to the plate. Carter with a nice play to end the top of the seventh inning. Or top of the eighth inning, excuse me, on Will Mergen. Ground ball. Carter Block so far tonight, 0-for-3. Put the ball in play every time. He fouls it to the screen, and a count 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. There's a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. It's bouncing just behind the plate, and the count at 2-1. We got the Pride of Lakeville listening to us tonight. John McAdams, a former Farming Flame, is listening to us down in Lakeville, catching us on our Chasm stream at mychasm.com tonight. 3 balls, 1 strike to count, 2. Carter Block. Here's a pop-up in the infield. In foul ground, Tyler Schrader giving chase, and he can't find it as it falls to the ground.
I think the wind was playing tricks with that.
Yeah, that wind kept pulling that ball towards that short side fence. And the count full at 3-2. 3-2 the count. One out, nobody on, 2-0 Watkins here in the bottom of the eighth. Adam Winkles rocks and fires, and the pitch high, ball 4, and Block is going to walk. 3 walks for Farming pitching tonight. And here comes Carson Geislinger. Carson 2-for-3 so far tonight.
Good young ball players here in the bottom of this order. For
absolutely, yeah. Carson Geislinger, a left-handed hitter. Nolan Geislinger on deck. He's a left-handed hitter. Hits ball back and out of play by Carson and the count at 0-1.
A lot of lefties in this game tonight, isn't there?
Yeah.
Both teams.
Twins still trailing the Royals in the bottom of the seventh, 3-2. Down in Kansas City. Here it's 2-0 Watkins, bottom of the eighth. Adam Winkles on a relief of Tyler Schrader, and time was called, so no pitch there.
I think he was just ready to pull the trigger, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch to Geislinger. That bounces in the dirt and bounces away from Parade. Big turn by Block. He's going to take third. Here comes Parade's throw. Not in time. So a wild pitch by Adam Winkle. And Cody Foray, I don't know if he couldn't find it at first time or what.
I was watching back there, but I watched the runner just never broke stride.
He just kept going, Carter Block did, and now the infield is going to come in on the grass with one out and the count 1-1. And this is foul back and out of play by Geislinger. And the count at 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Adam Winkles working from the stretch. 1-2 pitch and just fouled at the plate by Geislinger. He stays alive. The count remains 1-2.
A big run if Furman can keep them off the board here in the eighth inning. Huge.
Yeah, and you're looking that from the farming standpoint, from the Clipper standpoint, boy, you always want another insurance run, don't you?
Absolutely.
1-2, the pitch. A little low and inside, and the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. The fans are buzzing in the stands. 2-2. Winkles working from the stretch. His pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss. He got Carson Geislinger to chase that fastball that was a little up in the zone. A
little bit. Tough pitch to lay off, though, I think.
Oh.
2 strikes on you.
You're right. You're right. Here's Nolan Geislinger. Nolan, 3-for-3 today. He has been hot at the plate. Been Nolan and Matt brothers tonight that have had great nights. Nolan at the plate, Matt on the mound. And Nolan drills it to short, a one-hopper, field it by Foray. The throw to first, Geislinger out, 6-3, and that'll end the Watkins Clippers eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. 8 in our books, Watkins 2, and Farming nothing. We're back in a minute on KASN.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Here we go, top of the ninth inning. Taylor Foray, top of the order for the Farming Flames, facing Matt Geislinger, and the pitch, too. Geislinger's outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Geislinger, giving up the 4 hits tonight, has not walked a man. And Foray swings and misses strike one, 1-1. 1-1. Geislinger tonight with 16 strikeouts. And the pitch a little bit inside, and the count 2-1. I would say Geislinger, Don, is very close to that 100-pitch count. I don't think he's probably over it, huh?
I don't think he's over it.
No, there's a swing and a miss by Foray, and 2-2. He has been in control all night tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Geislinger has the pitch he wants from Lincoln Hogan, and a foul to the screen by Taylor Pruitt. The count stays 2-2.
Right on that fastball, wasn't he, Taylor?
2-2 the count. That wind blowing from left to right, and if you get it above the trees, it'll really push it back towards the right field line. Southeast wind. 2-2. Strike three called. Pruitt gets caught looking.
Wow. That was a fastball.
That was a fastball right at the letters, and that'll bring Isaac Knepp to the plate. 17 strikeouts for Matt Geislinger. And Isaac Knepp steps into the box. Isaac 1-for-3 tonight. A couple strikeouts, and then he had a triple in his last at bat. And squibs this one to short. Geislinger in on the grass. Throws to first. Safe at first, says the base umpire. So Knepp beats out an infield single, and that's all Nolan Geislinger could do. It's like,
yeah, he didn't come up throwing on the run.
No.
He put it in his glove first, and I think that was just that half a step, but makes a good throw to first and just a little bit late.
Yeah, what this gives the Farming Flames, though, is the tying run at home plate.
Yes,
it does. Navasil to the plate. 2-0 Watkins here in the top of the ninth inning. One out, one on. Matty Geislinger delivers, and Navasil a bloop to left field. Nolan Geislinger out on the grass, makes the catch, running away from the infield, throws it back, and gets
Wahemsu.
Isaac Knepp going back to first. That ends the ball game on a great play by Nolan Geislinger. Wow.
Just kind of wondering.
Oh, my.
Isaac's got to probably only go half ways on that, doesn't he?
Right, right.
Quite a ways to second base, and I think...
What a play by the Geislinger brothers tonight.
Wow.
And the Watkins Clippers as they defeat Farming 2-0. For the Flames in the ninth, no runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on. Your final score, Watkins 2, Farming 0.